You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. We continue on with the show with our next guest, an author whose latest book is Rings of Hesserun. It is Peter Harrit. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. How's everything going?
Great, thanks. Glad to be here.
Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the book, because you know you're taking us into a kind of another realm. It's a great, as it says on the website, a grand feast of the imagination. Kind of elaborate on the story a little bit.
Well, I think it's a fresh start, a look at science fiction fantasy, because it's lighthearted. A lot of science fiction is tedious because of you've got, space fleets facing off against one another and trying to blow each other out of the sky. And so this is fun. It's lighthearted. It's really about the characters and kind of light on the tech.
And tell us a little about the characters in the book. You know, who are they? You know, what's their kind of relation to the book?
The main character is Valerie Dunn, who appears in the present, future, and distant past. She wields five powerful rings from this planet Hesserun, which is what the story is about. Is the rings are sentient? They're, in other words, they're alive, even though they're mechanical mechanoids. And so they wield a tremendous power, but she has trouble controlling them. So I hope that helps.
So, as an author, I mean, this is just quite we talk about with authors all the time how imaginative it is to write a story. This, I imagine, for you, had to be incredible because how freeing of a story it is to write for you, because anything could happen in this world. Was it really fun to sit down and just kind of make your own world?
Really was, yeah. I have a lot of experience writing, but it was really technical stuff. I've had a dozen businesses. I've written all the websites, all the sales literature, even the MSDS sheets, technical data. So I'd never written a novel until I sat down to do this. And so I had to teach myself to write a novel. It's a lot different, you know. And I began thinking that I had a writing skill, but no story. And it turned out to be completely different than that. As it turns out, I had to teach myself to write a novel, first of all. But then I learned that I definitely have a story, which surprised me. If I've learned anything, it's that. Where I learned about myself that I have a story. And not only that, a lot of volume. In fact, writer's block doesn't exist with me. If I've got a problem, it's too much volume. So I sat down and started writing this novel and didn't stop until I was at about page 900, not really realizing that, 100,000 words will do it. I wrote almost 200,000 words before I checked to see how far I needed to go. So consequently, I have the first book has already been released, and I'm 9/10 done with the second book, based off of what I started with.
Wow, that's incredible.
This will eventually be a 4-part series.
Very cool. I'm going to go back off on what Evan's question was too. You know, I'm just trying to imagine, trying to make this story, through your mind and everything like that. It's just I can't imagine how hard. It's probably very difficult to even just think about a world. Like a science fiction world, for that matter, just from the mind. Did you have a writing planning process? Did you have a storyboard laid out before you went onto paper?
I think that's how most authors do it, is they start out with an outline and plot everything out. And I didn't do any of that. I just sat down and started writing and let my imagination do the driving. And maybe that's the fun part of writing science fiction or fantasy. Is there are no rules with science fiction or magic. Anything you can think of, you can get away with it. You can get away with murder, literally. think about how in the Star Trek series, how they killed Spock off and brought him right back. So
yeah, it's free reign.
My wife and I were just talking about a while back. There's one character in the book that we just absolutely love, and he's a ton of fun to write for. It's Stone, the main character's antagonist. He's so fun to write for. We just got to keep him alive. We're going to keep him alive as long as we can. Maybe we'll bring him back like they did Spock, because he's just a riot to write for.
Were you a big sci-fi? Obviously, you had to be a big sci-fi fan in order to, you know, write a book like this. What were some of your inspirations? And obviously, you mentioned Star Trek before, but did you grow up, you know, kind of enamored into that world?
Yeah, you know, as a boy, I watched. My older brother and I were just really fans of a series called Space Angel. And it was looking back on it now, I looked it up recently to watch an episode, and it's so corny. The only thing that moved was the mouse. They would superimpose art over somebody's mouth moving. It was really corny. But we loved it at the time. It's all that was available. And then, you know, in the early 60s, they came out with Star Trek, and it just really changed everything. And now we look back on those original Star Trek episodes and see how cheaply made it was, but the stories were good. and a good character development was excellent. And so when I sat down and started writing, I wrote for the characters that I thought of, not about the tech or the action. And that's what really makes this book fresh, I think, is that it's fun. It's about the people, not the tech. There's no space fleets battling one another. It's about the journey, and it makes it a lot of fun.
I want to go back, because, you know, you said you really didn't write books before. This is kind of like, you know, your first series. What did you do before you were writing books?
Well, I have, right now I'm running a couple of businesses. We have a large restoration shop, custom build shop. We build custom cars, and that kind of morphed into auto shop equipment. So we also own Olympic shop equipment, and we sell, you know, auto hoists, garage lifts, auto shop machinery nationwide through our website at olympicequipment.com. And the restoration shop is Top Secret Customs and Restorations in the Seattle area.
I like it. It's kind of sci-fi named a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Adds to
it. Well, the Top Secret Customs, we used to have a business named Top Secret Coatings, and we sold government spec paint to the public. That's the good stuff, the government spec stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But we sold that back in 2014, but people never forgot the name Top Secret. Mm-hmm. So we decided to continue the name with the restoration shop, and it works. You know, people don't forget it.
Yep. You mentioned, you know, this is going to be a long series of books, and you said it's going to be, what, four parts, you said?
Yeah, four-part series.
So do you have, we talked about before how you just started writing. Are they already sort of written? Do you have kind of the outline of what's going to happen? Or, you know, when you sit down to start writing number three and number four, are you just going to kind of wing it like you did with the first couple?
I'm one of those guys that just wings it, and it seems to work out for me. Everybody's different, you know, but I have an idea about what I want to do for book three and four, but that's about where I'm leaving it, because I'm not going to mess with what works.
Absolutely.
That is fair. Is there a process of, like, you know, obviously other writers have, you know, they'll write their first draft and they'll write their second draft and whatnot. You know, going off the montage of winging it, you know, do you kind of have that same kind of style where, you know, you'll write your first draft and then you'll kind of cut some stuff out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't seem to have a problem with volume at all. And like I said, writer's block doesn't exist with me. And I write very cleanly in the first draft.
I'm wondering if there's going to be like a, you know, kind of like how they have like a director's cut of movies, you know, later on.
Everybody that reads the book says it's very cinematic. My writing style is very cinematic. So, I guess if I get lucky, somebody, some producer, Steven Spielberg, will pick it up.
Not to mention any names, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, you listening? Yeah.
I think he's an active listener. I'm not for sure, but he might be.
I think I've emailed him a few times obnoxiously. But yeah.
If you guys are any good, Steven Spielberg's listening.
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
Well, yeah. I guess we're not that good then, Peter.
Yeah.
But Peter, hi, Steve. Hope you're listening and enjoying the show, Steven.
Yeah, thank you, Steven.
Peter, where can people go and pick up the book and also check out some of the other stuff that that you're working on?
It's available right now on Amazon. It's available in paperback and on the Kindle version. It'll soon be available in the audiobook. It's published. I mean, I'm not published, but it's been recorded. It just needs to be produced and posted. So we're real excited about that. On my own website at peterharrett.com, that's H-A-R-R-E-T-T. peterharrett.com it will soon be available in hardback. Amazon doesn't print hardbacks, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
Oh.
And everything that sells through my own website, I sign. So if you want a signed copy, go to peterharrett.com and you'll get a signed copy.
Terrific. Well, everyone head over to peterharrett.com, pick up a signed copy of the book, and it'll be a great read. Immerse yourself with, you know, what Peter Harrett's been doing, The Rings of Hesseron. Peter, thanks so much for joining us here on Zach and Evan. Appreciate the time. Best of luck with the book, and we're looking forward to future parts as well.
Appreciate it, guys. Glad to be here.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.